The Seattle City Council is evicting the homeless camp known as Nicholsville from city property in West Seattle next month. The council gave the Union Gospel Mission $500,000 to relocate people who live in the camp. Last week, we heard from the Union Gospel Mission's project director on how that's going. Today, we'll get the perspective from John Jolly, who lives in Nicholsville. John, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you lived in Nicholsville?
About 3.5 months.
What do you think about this Seattle City Council decision to evict you from this West Seattle lot?
Well, I think the city wants to make us more homeless than we already are.
Do you think Nicholsville will truly disband? We've seen it move from place to place over the years.
And you'll see it move again, and we're moving Labor Day weekend, and we're moving to three sites that we're not willing to disclose right now. But if anybody wants to help, they can contact Nicholsville from phone at 206-450-9136. That's a staff phone. Or email Scott at Nicholsville.org or hit our Facebook page, Nicholsville Works.
So you're moving your single camp to three different places?
Yeah, the size of our camp versus the size of the sites that we have dictates that we need more than one place to go.
Can you give me a hint, like what neighborhoods they'll be in?
Your backyard.
Okay, I'll look for that in Ballard. Hey, you know, the Union Gospel Mission has a table at Nicholsville, and I understand they're there to work with residents like you, John, about other housing options. How's that going?
Well, it's not going too good, I don't think. They've got 24 people out, and that's about average 4 a week, and we take in probably more than that a day, so it seems to be very ineffective.
How big is the population of Nicholsville today, John?
Right now, we're between 150 and 160.
Mike Johnson from the Union Gospel Mission was telling us that one problem they're having relocating is that they can't get a roster of Nicholsville residents. Why aren't you sharing that roster with them so they can help people find more permanent housing?
Well, because we're Americans, too, and we have a right to privacy just like everybody else, and I don't think there's nothing else that needs to be said about that.
What's your sense living in the camp? The tent is there, the table is there from the Union Gospel Mission. Are most people going to take advantage of this offer that they have to try to relocate people? What do you think?
Well, yeah, there's already been over 100 people talk to them, and like I said, the ratio's not real good, but some people just aren't willing to even talk to them because Union Gospel Mission has let down so many of us living there now. You know, they've let us down before. They don't even want to talk to them.
And is there a sense that you really kind of don't want to disband Nicholsville because it's not only a place for people to stay, but it's also a political statement by its location around the city? Are people being actively or somewhat
it's
discouraged
really,
from?
It's not really a political statement. It's, mm-hmm. it's simply we found somewhere to stay together and be safe, and then we face adversity in that, so we're forced to become activists.
John Jolly will check back into you closer to Labor Day or maybe on Labor Day to find out what's going to be happening with Nicholsville. Thank you so much for talking to us.
All right, thank you.
This is KUOW Seattle.